Paul keeps a journal, a book where he writes his thoughts. He also writes about the things that happen to him during the day. A few years after this climbing incident, Paul looked back at his journal. He looked at what he had written in his journal about this incident. Paul was shocked. His written story and his memory were different.
What really happened then? Well, Paul and Martin did climb from the mountaintop back down to the shelter. But they decided to take turns waiting on the edge for the second rope of climbers. One stayed by the edge of the mountain waiting, and the other stayed in the shelter to keep warm. Then they traded positions. Paul was not at the edge of the mountain to help the climbers up. In fact, his friend Martin was the one who had helped the second rope of climbers up. Paul was back at the shelter.
Paul remembered something that never really happened. His journal had the real story, but his memory was wrong. However, he says he remembers the event clearly. So, can we really trust our memories? What can we believe?
Some people believe that memories are stored like pictures in a person's mind. If a person wants to remember a particular event or story, he goes to a special part of his brain. Then, he just pulls the memory out. If this is the case, a person's memory should be perfect. All he must do is look at the picture in his mind to remember it.